This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rush back. He loads it. He hit it. Fumble. And the Cowboys try to pick it up. It's still live. And I think the Eagles have it outside the 20. Eagles have it. First and 10 outside the 20. Another turnover created by Rush.
Unbelievable.
Charging in and making the hit.
That was Bryce Huff.
It was Huff, and it was Bourne with the recovery.
Here in Philadelphia. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley. Well, right now it's just Joe Gilley. We lost Hugh. He went for the group photo here at the golf outing.
He's ducking us.
Well, I think he is because we needed to bring the Bryce Huff thing back this segment. So the Eagles trade him on Friday, which I was shocked they could get anything for him, and they got a mid-round pick. We'll see what the details are on that. But now that the dust has settled here and we have 1 year in the books of Bryce Huff and now he's a 49er, I'm curious people think about who's more to blame for this. Because we had Brandon Graham on earlier with us here on the show. And he mentioned how the scheme fit. And that really was the driving force of why maybe it didn't work here between Bryce Huff and the Philadelphia Eagles. And I'm not discounting that. But I also think, like, Bryce Huff just stunk here. He was given an opportunity early in the season, and he couldn't play. I remember being at training camp early last year, like really early, like July, like late July. And I remember hearing Vic Fangio talk about how he had to earn time on the field, which meant, in the way I read it, was he wasn't doing enough in minicamp and OTAs to get on the field. I just think it was a disaster from the beginning. And then I heard this from Elliot Shore Parks. Let's hear Elliot on the Bryce Huff situation.
The Eagles signed Bryce Huff and asked him to do something he had not been successful at in his career and paid him a premium based off how he was successful before. And you might sit here and say, well, just let him rush with two hands in the ground. Clearly, they didn't want him to do that. For whatever schematic reason, they didn't want him to do that. So that's why there have been players in the past that were busts. Like, I think DeMarco Murray came to Philadelphia with a bad attitude and it didn't work out. I think DeMarco holds blame for that not working out. I think Bryce doesn't really hold blame here. He signed, they used him differently. He didn't put up a fuss all year. Was he like Mr. Pumped behind the scenes? He wasn't playing? Of course not. Every time I talk to him, he's not like the loudest, most vocal guy anyway. But it's pretty clear they used him in a way he wasn't comfortable with, and it didn't work out. And to me, that falls on the Eagles.
Well, look, I'm not saying the Eagles are blameless here, but Bryce Huff was given a $51 million contract. He gave them back 2.5 sacks. And in a year where they had a lot of uncertainty at you know, pass rush, he couldn't get on the field. The idea that we're just like taking Bryce Huff off the hook for playing like he did is unbelievable. Who do you blame the most for the Bryce Huff situation, how it went? I mean, ultimately, and I heard DeCameron this morning in the morning show debating this, ultimately, it didn't cost the Eagles. They won the Super Bowl. But the reality is it's one of the worst free agent signings the Eagles have ever made. $51 million for 1 year, and the guy couldn't play. I mean, like, they wouldn't put him on the field in any meaningful situation. Even down the stretch, he came back from injury. They had other injuries. They lost Brandon Grant. It didn't matter. They put Jalix Hunt on the field, who's a third-round pick. They're supposed to be a project player. Who do you blame the most for Bryce Huff's failed tenure with the Eagles? The Eagles, Bryce Huff, or Hugh Douglas. We know
Hugh, it's Hugh.
Well, it's obviously Hugh, who was ducking this segment, and we know why.
I was not.
You ducked this segment.
Listen,
you ducked
this. I told the people they said we had to take pictures. I said, "Dog, I got to work." And they're like, "You can take." Joe can handle this by himself.
Well, what I was handling was the Bryce Huff situation, and we know whose fault it is.
Wait a minute. How is it my fault?
Well. You did say he was going to break the sack.
You sold us down a river.
No, listen.
You made us believe in Bryce Huff, and the guy couldn't play.
So y'all going to quit jumping on me and allow me to retort?
Nope.
I still think Bryce Huff can play.
Oh, God.
I think that there was something to be said about fitting in here schematically and being what Vic Fangio needed him to be. The most unfortunate thing for Bryce Huff right now is that he's never going to get to redeem himself as an Eagle. And I even went so far as to say this morning how crazy it is to be in a position where you win a Super Bowl. Like, you got mostly everything that every professional athlete wants to get out of life. You got a nice little payday. You won the Super Bowl fairly early in your career. But the unfortunate thing about it, when you look at it on the surface, you didn't get a chance to contribute the way that you wanted to, especially coming off the year that you had in New York, 10-sack season. That was what got you paid. It didn't come here and not be able to fit schematically. Now, I think that he will be a contributor with the team that he's going to, San Francisco 49ers. But, man, he was a part of the team. And we're going to say what we want to say, but it has to be tough to look at that ring every day knowing that you were in position to make some things happen, but you just didn't. And I'm being kind when I say that, but you were in a position.
You're being so
I'm trying to be,
you're,
man.
I mean,
because,
you're sugarcoating this.
Well, it's because,
he
man.
He stole money.
I mean, to a certain extent, yes. But did he really, though? Because it's like, because here's this how I look at it. I'm not making excuses. This is just how I look at it. It's not like, when I think of a person that steals money, I come to mind. I come to mind.
Oh, you.
Because I went to Jacksonville.
It's funnier when you say it.
Because I went to I was towards the end of my career.
Yeah.
I had already made my bones in the NFL. I was considered one of the premier pass rushers at the time. So I went for the money grab because I knew that was probably my last go-round. So I don't – to me, that's a money grab. That's stealing money. Because I wasn't the player that I once was, but I was a player. I was a baller. But now Bryce Huff – he gets paid off of a 10-sack season and then comes in and is not even able to replicate any of that.
Well, no, he wasn't. Look, and I don't hold – Elliot brought up, and when you were taking that picture here, we played the cut of Elliot talking about how there's been bigger busts in Philadelphia, guys that came in here with bad attitudes. He brought up DeMarco Murray, right? DeMarco Murray came here off an offensive player of the year, stunk here, and then he went to Tennessee and ran it well again. I don't – because they won the Super Bowl. It was a great year. I don't view Bryce Huff with venom. It's like – But
that it was unfortunate because he was one of the pieces that we looked at and we were excited about, and we didn't get a chance to see him.
We didn't. But I view it more like we can't just blame – like Vic Fangio created the best defense in Eagles history, and, he, and his thought was, this guy can't help me.
Yeah.
Some of that's on Bryce Huff. I know maybe it wasn't what he was comfortable with, but – I mean, I remember being at training camp last year where you had Fangio talking about how he had to stop the run better to get on the field. Maybe he didn't want to do that. I mean, I don't know, but all I know is this. Howie Roseman, and it's part of why Howie's great, is he moved off it. It was a mistake. It was a bad signing. It didn't work here. But he moved off it as quickly as he possibly could, and they got something back. 215-592-9494. Who do you blame the most for Bryce Huff's failed Eagles tenure? Kyle, where do you come down? The Eagles, Bryce Huff, or Hugh Douglas? I'm voting Bryce Huff. But 18% on the poll earlier blaming
that's
Hugh.
That's a lot of Hugh blame.
Good.
So if you had to ask me besides Hugh, who do I blame the most? Yeah. I mean, it's Howie. I think it was a really bad signing by Howie, especially if – like, from what we saw, Vic Fangio wasn't really in love with him. I mean, he took him off the field pretty early on in this whole experiment. Mm-hmm. And obviously, Bryce Huff isn't blameless. Like, there were a lot of other guys on the defense who changed who they were and locked in and bought into Vic Fangio's system and were able to do it. So a lot of that does fall on Bryce Huff. But, like, it was a really bad signing by Howie Roseman. Like, I think the number one person to blame for Bryce Huff failing as an Eagle is the guy who brought Bryce Huff here, and I love Howie, and it's obviously okay. They won the Super Bowl, and the defensive line destroyed Patrick Mahomes in the game, but Howie shouldn't have brought him here. It was really bad signing.
It really does show you how good this team was, Hugh. Like, I don't know if I could ever think of another team in recent NFL history that their biggest free agent signing on the defensive side gave them nothing, and they won the Super Bowl with a great defense, right? Like, it almost feels impossible. Like, a year ago, he was the best. He was the pass rusher they gave. They gave him more money than Saquon.
Yeah.
Right? He was the number one money signing. And he gave them nothing, and they still won.
Yeah, and you know what the odd thing about it is this, too, is that, to Kyle's point, they moved off of him very, very quickly.
Very.
So much so that I didn't think, at that point, I didn't think that Coach Fangio had a grasp of what was going on, especially when you take that coupled with everything that happened in Miami and some of the stuff that was being said. But as the season progressed and you started to see, it's like, okay, I look at it like this. I still think Bryce Huff can play. But I think that Coach Fangio was in a position where I don't have the time right now to teach you what you need to know in this short period of time and get this defense where it needs to be. And with that going on, you had the emergence of Jalix Hunt. You had the emergence of Nolan Smith.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
And other guys who were able to come in and, to Brandon's point, implement exactly what Fangio wanted to do with his defense and get it done quickly. So Bryce Huff fell by the wayside. And the unfortunate thing to me for Bryce is that he'll never get a chance to redeem himself here in Philadelphia. Now, he's going to go to San Fran, and he's probably going to be productive. I would venture to say, with Coach Salah bringing him in, knowing him like he knows him, and the type of money that he's making, that and playing opposite of the Bosa kid, he's going to go out, and he's probably going to have a decent year.
Well, Brandon mentioned to us, he lived through, like, scheme changes and how it could affect. Now, Brandon was a smart enough player and a quality enough player that he was at least serviceable even when he wasn't in his – like, when they had him in the 3-4 and he was standing up early in his career, that wasn't the best Brandon, right? He mentioned when Jim Schwartz got here, he put his hand back in the ground. That was a better – but he was at least – you could play him, right?
Look. And it's another thing to be said, man, because when Brandon talked about that, like, the skill set to be able to translate to play outside linebackers, a defensive end – that's two different things, man. And then when you talk about all the reach that Bryce Huff had and the delayed pass rush that he has, that's not his game. I mean, not making an excuse, but when I saw him play, it was more when the ball was snapped, he'd get up the field and do his thing. Now, when you talk about you have to read different keys and everything and then decipher whether or not you're going to rush, that puts you behind the eight ball a little bit. And he's not the biggest guy out there.
Well, you're right about that. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Who do you blame most for the Bryce Huff? You know, it was a failure. It was a one-year. They signed up to a three-year deal. It was a failure. I mean, that's all you could say. Luckily, Howie was able to recoup something. They trade him to the 49ers on Friday. Blame the Eagles. Blame Bryce. Blame Hugh Douglas. Who do you blame for the failed Bryce Huff experiment? 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines on the Phils. Big deal, not a big deal. What we saw this weekend, the Trey Turner defense. And we got a great giveaway today. A pair of tickets to see a championship season at the Mann Center. Philadelphia Eagles and NFL Films coming together to celebrate another Eagles championship season with a special concert event hosted by the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, on July 24th at the Mann Center in Philadelphia. Hugh, why don't you restate those first two clues? First two clues today were?
The first clue was he's an athlete that turned sportscaster.
Okay.
The second clue was I played against this individual.
All right, there are your first two clues on Hugh's Clues today as we're live at the Brian Dawkins Celebrity Golf Outing. Justin is up on WIP. Hey, Justin.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Justin. What's up?
I wanted to talk about this weekend real quick, and then I did want to run by a couple possible trade scenarios.
Okay.
This weekend, I'm not panicking. I think, Friday, they come off a big doubleheader, big series against the Braves. I saw that loss coming. And Saturday, it's almost easier for me to flush a loss when just the starting pitcher gets shelled. And it wasn't like Lizardo's velocity's down or he looks injured. So I think it'll be all right. Yesterday was the game you had to win. And Trey,
where'd you go? Did he walk away from the phone?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes and no. Justin, I'm going to put you on hold.
Your phone did something.
Yeah, put him on hold. We'll get him back. All right, David in Maple Glen. What's up, David?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, David. What are you thinking?
Good afternoon, guys. Listen,
good afternoon.
I promised myself a few weeks ago I would never call WIP again to talk about Trey Turner. But
here we are.
It changed. But I just want to throw something out real fast before, if I can. Did you notice that Larry Boa was in the dugout yesterday?
You know, I didn't. I was listening for most of the game. I must have not picked up when I was in and out of seeing it on TV, that part of the game. I didn't notice that, no.
Just thought it was kind of interesting because you don't often see people that aren't regularly in the dugout just because they can be. And I thought Bowa being there, whatever, I just found it interesting.
Well, it's something I'm definitely going to be paying attention to now that you saw it. So, all right, David, what did you tell yourself you wouldn't say about Trey, but now you need to vent?
Here's what happened. Okay, so the deal is, obviously, nothing's ever going to change with number 7. At shortstop, it's always going to be the same. As Kyle said, this team is what it is. Trey Turner is who he is at short. But yesterday, it was interesting after the game that Thompson mentioned that he was going to have Bobby Dickerson talk to Turner. Then he mentioned that was a routine play that Turner has to make. And then Turner comments with a talk about long talking. He's explaining away how he should be fielding a routine ground ball, which I don't think I've ever heard a pro player do.
I haven't either. No.
When I heard those three things in succession, what they tell me is the Phillies know exactly what we do, which is they have a person at shortstop that shouldn't be there. So my question is for the organization is, I'm sure you're going to go out and make a move to help your bullpen. You're probably hopefully going to get a bat. But when you get into the playoffs, the end of the season, the playoffs, how do you feel when there's a ball hit between second and third? I mean, personally, if you have enough time, first I get nauseous thinking, is he going to glove the ball? Then if he manages to glove the ball, and I still have enough time to think, I worry about his throw. Is he going to go over the top, or is he going to shift to that sidearm throw that he sails? And you quite never know where it's going to go. So this whole design is really flawed because sooner or later Trey Turner is going to cost them down the road.
No, there's no question. You're right. I feel exactly like you.
Didn't it kind of cost them yesterday?
Yeah. He means October. Like
I see what you say. I see.
October.
You're right. He will, and it's a matter of time. And it feels like we all know. It's almost like walking across a sheet of ice, and you hear that crack.
You're going to slip and bust your ass.
Yeah, or fall through. Right.
You
know something bad's going to happen, and you just like brace yourself and try to get to the other side. That's the way I feel with him at shortstop. David, good phone call. What's your guess for Hugh's Clues? Who's Hugh talking about today?
I would say Brian Baldinger.
That's a good guess.
I knew his brother. Was it Gary?
Did you guys ever play?
No, we didn't play against him. But he was a part of the sack exchange.
Okay,
he's a part of. If I'm not mistaken, one of his brothers was a part of the New York sack exchange. And when I went to the Jets, I remember meeting him. Big dude. Yeah, he's big dude. So yeah, no, but not Garrett, not Brian.
So our last caller there, who said he would never call WIP about Trey Turner again, and then did after yesterday's game, alluded to something that is still to me the most obvious way to make this better, and it's the most obvious thing the Phillies will not do.
What's that?
Well, they have
move guys.
Well, yeah, they have poor outfield offense in center and left. It's poor. Trey Turner, I believe, could play the outfield and play it at a high level. And they could acquire a shortstop. Like, it would make two things better at once. They won't do it. I mean, I know that. It's like I'm just going to keep saying it out loud. They won't do it. And we're all going to live with this. And we're going to hope that he gets better. But he's probably not. I mean, that's why this weekend was a big deal. I mean, not that it was surprising. I'm not surprised they had a tough weekend. And the losses themselves, Hugh, I can get over that, right? They had been playing good baseball for a month. They had a tough weekend. It's not a few losses. Like the whatever, 22nd, 23rd loss, whatever they're at now. That's not a huge deal. What concerns me is it's the issues that I know are there that they could cover up against the bad teams. When they play the better teams, it's tough. I mean, I actually think they were lucky to win any of the games they won this week. They won two against the Braves, and the first one they won 2-0, and that game was 1-0 until the eighth. And then the other game they won, the first game of the doubleheader, Marshawn got the hit by pitch on his foot. I mean, they are this close to having a winless week. They didn't play well the last week at all. They just didn't play well for a week here.
Yeah, I mean, at the same time, it's no cause for panic. I think that this team, for the most part, has done a lot to improve the position that they've been in. It's just that, you know how they say sometimes you get the bear, sometimes the bear gets you?
Yeah.
That was kind of this weekend. And it's just unfortunate because it comes off the heels of the Braves performances that we had.
Well, I mean, it's been a week of not good baseball. Most of it's without Harper, which I think gives a lot of people hope that when he gets back, hopefully tomorrow, they'll start hitting again.
Might want to hold off on that, though.
What do you mean?
Well, because I'm saying coming off of that elbow, I mean, I just want to make contact. Just get comfortable. I mean, you're not asking him to knock it out of the park and beat a Bryce. It's probably going to take a little time to get back to that.
I need real Bryce Harper back tomorrow.
I mean, I get what you're saying, Joe, and I understand that. But this is me, as a friend, trying to prepare you for potentially might happen.
Well, I didn't get retaliation on the Braves, and now I'm going to get Harper after missing a whole weekend in singles?
That's just too much to ask.
What are you doing to me? Why?
I'm just saying. My job, I feel like, especially with you and Kyle, I feel like it's my job now, especially when it comes to the Phillies, to try to brace you for potentially what's about to happen.
Oh, yeah, you're a hero.
see that right there? It's okay. I'm still – Kyle, you're a work in progress, but I'm chipping away every day.
Are you?
Chipping away. Only thing chipping away is you people at you. You minute today, you woke up thinking about people on YouTube to watch the show.
No, I'm just saying how I can irritate folks today. Being the voice of reason is thoroughly irritating to some people.
Because we assume that you're not reasonable.
I can be unreasonable at times, but I think when it comes to baseball, I'm pretty reasonable. I'm pretty reasonable.
Some would agree, some would not. All right, Justin is back up. What's up, Justin?
Hi, guys. Can you hear me now?
We got you, Justin. Yes.
Okay, awesome. So, yeah, I just wanted to talk about this weekend, and I do want to talk about a couple trade scenarios. Mm-hmm. This weekend, I can get over – for the most part, I can get over this week because they've been playing so good for the last month, and I think they're coming off a big series of the Braves, doubleheader. That Friday loss, I kind of saw that loss coming, and then Saturday, it's almost easier for me to flush a game like that where the starting pitcher just gets shelled. And
yesterday, though, was annoying.
Yesterday was a game you have to avoid getting swept at home to a mediocre team. And Trey Turner and Weston Wilson, that was just, I don't think they'll move him. They'll definitely not move him to outfield. I think just moving him to second base would be ideal. But seeing that yesterday, I like Rhys Hoskins a lot. I love him, but this defense can't get any worse than it is. I don't think
that's what Joe.
If you told me it's Rhys or no move, I would say sure. But I think there's a couple guys like Cedric Mullins from Baltimore, the center fielder, Ryan O'Hearn. Those would be a couple outfield guys that they could do. And then I just want to throw out another name, Aroldis Chapman, who I thought was done. He's been lights out this year for the Red Sox, and I think he'd be a great, and they're probably going to move him because they're falling out of contention. So I think that'd be
a
good bullpen.
Chapman feels like a very Phillies move. It feels like a Nebraska move, and he really would. I saw a stat recently, Justin, hardest throwing left-handed relievers in baseball this year, like average fastball velocity, and it's Alvarado and Chapman. I mean, he
might
would
be
fit
the same stuff as Alvarado, but he's probably masking it better.
He might be to do what he's doing at his age. Yeah, I would. I would take Chapman, and he's been in big games. He's pitched for the Cubs World Series, Yankees, and he's. I would take him absolutely. I think he would help this bullpen. All right, Justin, what's your guess for Hughes Clues? Who's he talking about today?
I think it's too obvious, but it's the only one I can think of. I'll go Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Well, that's actually
a good one. That's a good guess.
When he brought this up today, Justin, that's not it, but it's a good guess. That is the obvious one. Football player to analyst, you played against him.
Is that right? Is that obvious?
Because but he's the biggest one now.
Well, okay, yeah, okay.
It's not it. I guess mean, that's not the answer.
I guess if that's I guess if that's your rationale, that makes sense.
Well, it's your rationale.
Well,
it's your clues.
Well. Let them guess first, because I don't want to give anything away. But I wasn't thinking along those lines. But we'll talk about it when the person gets it.
215-592-9490 for our third clue coming up, because everyone needs today. Third clue coming up is we're giving away a great giveaway today. This one, I think a lot of people out there are going to really want to go to this thing. You could get tickets. I'll tell you how you can get tickets as well. But we're giving them away on the show this week. Pair of tickets to see a championship season. The Man Center, the Eagles, and NFL Films coming together to celebrate an Eagles championship season with a special concert at the Man on July 24th. Ticketmaster.com for tickets. We got a pair here to give away today. All right, your guess for Hughes Clues. We'll also get to what Bryce Harper said over the weekend about one Brewers player we've been talking a lot about. And I wonder if people's minds were changed over the weekend after seeing Rhys Hoskins. I'd say it was split on Friday whether people wanted to bring Rhys back. I do. I still want to bring him back. Did people's minds change after watching them blast the Phillies on Friday? 215-592-9494 for a midday show live at the Brian Dawkins Golf Outing on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.